Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Lena. I'm the supervisor of this call. How may I assist you today?
Do I tell you everything I just told the guy, or do you already know I'm calling?
I still got to verify information after
That's
I pull up
fine.
your
I'm just
account.
asking if I need to start over or if he told you I'm calling. That's all I'm asking.
Let me see. I only see that you're calling for a fraud. That's all I see. I don't see nothing else other than that.
Okay, there's a charge on my mom's card on the bank. He has no recollection of doing it. He just asked me if we did it, and I said no.
Okay, can I please have her first and last name and her
yep.
address?
Loxie Elaine Stancil. Address is 2558 Vestavia Road, North Charleston, South Carolina, 29406.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Yep.
I just want to let you know that all cases of fraud are forwarded over for a pending investigation. False claims of fraudulent charges will result into a penalty such as a fine. As long as you're sure no one else in the household placed the original order for shipping and handling, then we can proceed with the fraud claim.
Yep,
can
go right
you,
ahead. She lives here by herself, and I'm visiting her. She's standing here. She
can
didn't
you
do
please,
it. She's got her card. Go ahead. I'm sorry. You go ahead.
Can you please verify her email?
ElaineStancil1@yahoo.com.
Okay. All right. And can you please verify the last four of her card?
Yep. The second, 6866.
All right. So I see the contest was entered for a chance to win a kitchen mixer.
Are you asking me?
Oh, I'm looking into the account, sir.
Okay, look, it's possible she's in her mid-80s. She might have misunderstood something, tapped a button, whatever. I know people do stuff like that, but I'm just telling you, if something did happen like that, she has no recollection of it. She doesn't mean to, so I'm asking you to cancel it.
The account's already been canceled.
Okay. Well, I'm not a mind reader. I didn't know that. So can you tell me, can you take off that $59.89 charge?
Yeah, the previous agent before me canceled your account.
Okay. He didn't tell me that.
What I can do for you is issue you a $55 refund back because there's a $5 non-refundable setup fee. And that refund will take 3 to 5 business days to appear back in her account.
I'm sorry, but why are you going to think it's okay to charge my mom $5 for setup?
Along with that was a meal plan subscription to our meal plan app called Bites Hub, and that's what the $50 charge is for.
Okay. I guess you understand that she does not have a recollection of doing this at all, or whatever you want to call it. Didn't mean to do it, didn't understand it, whatever. I wasn't sitting with her when she did it, but I'm trying to understand why you still want to charge me $5 instead of just canceling it and refunding it.
Well, the account's already been canceled, sir.
I'm speaking the King's English. I'm asking you a simple question. I'm asking you why you can't refund all of the money since it's canceled.
Because there is a $5 non-refundable setup fee.
Why? What is that for?
The meal plan app that was set up on 4/26/2022.
Okay, I have a phone in my hand here. That app does not exist. I looked at a computer that doesn't exist. So why are you still
so
charging me?
What happens is when she entered in the survey, because it could have been a pop-up on a computer for a chance to win a mixer, in the terms and conditions, it does state that she'd also be agreeing for our meal plan subscription.
So there was a little tiny fine print type that she didn't see, so you scam me and get $5 out of me. Okay. Is there anybody you can let me talk to that can take away the $5, or should I call the FBI and report it and try? Because I'm not happy about this at all. I don't like my mom getting scammed because she doesn't read enough fine tiny print.
So a scam, sir. It does say that you're entering in for a chance to win.
I'm sure it says that. I'm agreeing with you. I'm sure, because that's how people do stuff. They write little fine print. I'm just saying, is there anybody there that could be decent and take it off since she didn't realize it? Or do I just need to report your company somewhere?
Sir,
I'm
I
just
can
asking
issue you a
if you want
$55 refund.
So you're going to keep the $5 no matter what I say? Is there anybody there that has the authority to give me back the $5?
Sir, we all follow the same protocol.
It's a simple question. Everybody has a supervisor. I'm just asking you if you
I
have
am
one
the supervisor.
That has the authority. Well, you're not a very good one because you asked me questions that were already answered, and I don't know what you're talking about, and I'm asking you. So you're the main boss, you're the general manager, you have no supervisor?
I can transfer you to someone else, but they're going to tell you the same thing as I'm telling you.
Sorry, you guys do that. You got your $5. Please do not try again with my mom. I'm contacting the FBI.
Okay, that
Have a
refund
good day.
Will take 3 to 5 business days to appear back in your account. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Try to speed it up, okay? That's a long time.
Oh, well.
So, that's perfect.